Another hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the famous hadith, Hazrat Uqba bin Amir radiallahu anhu once asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man najat? O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how can I gain salvation, deliverance from all types of harm, evil, circumstances that are prevailing? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him three beautiful advices. The first one, Amlik alayka lisanak, that keep your tongue in check. When yasaka baytuk, and very important, that let your house be sufficient for you. And the third one, wabki ala khatiyatik, that cry and weep of your sins. Subhanallah. What a beautiful hadith. And these three things apply to us, respected mothers, sisters, brothers, youth, listeners. Very apt this hadith. We want salvation, we want deliverance, then do these three things. Amli kali karisala, control your tongue. Especially at home now, we'll be mixing with the other individuals of the family, with our wife, with the husband, with the children, other extended members. So we need to be patient, don't keep our cool. Men especially understand the domain of the woman. For so many years they are running the house, so we have no right now to interfere or to question them or pass remarks. In fact, we should help them household chores. Is sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should not lose our cool and blurt out statements and become angry and vice versa. Amlik alayka nisanak. So control your tongue. In this time we need to, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, man samata najah, the person who keeps silent, he will be successful. The more we control our tongue, the more successful we will be. There are many, many hadiths. One beautiful hadith in today's time, Al-Muslimu man salim al-Muslimuna min lisan wa yadi. Here again, what a beautiful hadith. Ulama have gone into depth to explain this hadith. Who is the true mu'min, true believer? True believer and Muslim is that person, other Muslims, other people are saved from his tongue and from his hands. Now let us put this hadith into perspective in our times. The tongue, yes, we don't blurt out any statements, we don't swear anyone, we don't criticize anyone, backbite anyone, carry tales, all the sins regarding the tongue we abstain. We don't cause harm to any person. And with our hands, many meanings can be given. We don't hurt anyone, we don't hit anyone, abuse anyone, we don't point fingers at anyone, we don't show a fist, clenching our fist in the direction of someone, I want to hit you. So here also this hadith, under this purview, all this is mentioned. And also that the hand, our thumbs. One alim said very beautifully, that control your tongue and your thumbs. In other words, in today's zamana, the social media, the Facebook, the Instagram, and more so the WhatsApp. Because today, because we are on lockdown, people tend to now spend more time with their phones. Now they're getting involved in unnecessary conversations. Maybe not speaking because of social distancing. Now they are using the thumbs to get involved in deep debate, the unnecessary debate, unnecessary discussions, taunting the ulama, disrespecting our elders, etc. So during these times, we need to control our tongue and our thumb. These are all great details with regards to controlling our tongue. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even mentioned that person who controls that organ between his two jaws and between his two thighs, meaning the tongue and the private part, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, I stand guarantee he will get Jannah. Subhanallah. So Allah give us the tawfiq of practicing on this first aspect, controlling our tongues, and in there our thumbs as well. وَلْيَسَعْكَ بَيْتُكْ, let your house be sufficient for you. In other words, let your house be such that it is accommodating for you. We in lockdown, we in solitude. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before Nabuwat, he went to the cave of Hira to spend time in solitude. The first verses of Iqra Bismi, Iqra, read, recite. Here also we read, we should recite the Quran al-Kareem, recite reliable literature, seerah, the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are so many, there is no shortage of books when it comes to Islamic literature. So read. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam granted Nabuwat in the cave of Hira. Then we see that Hazrat Yunus alayhi salam was in solitude in that belly of the fish. And he made dua, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minaz zalimin. Yeah, again we should read this kalima in abundance. Allah Ta'ala mentions, Sajabna lahu wa najjaynahu min al-gham. We responded to him and we granted him deliverance. And we relieved him of his gham, of his anxiety and his worry. Allah Ta'ala thereafter mentions, وَكَذَٰلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. In a similar manner, we will grant deliverance and relief to the believers, that's me and you, inshaAllah. Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam was in the solitude of the prison. Allah Ta'ala cleared him of all the accusations. Allah Ta'ala made him the minister of Egypt. All this was done in solitude. One person sent me a beautiful message. He said, when Nuh alayhi salam was in the ark, and those plus minus 83 people were there, and there were pairs of different animals there, and it was raining, but yet they had the man of Allah with them. They turned to Allah. So in today's time, we will be engulfed with storms of all fitnas, all vices. There could be an ocean of viruses, but as long as we turn to Allah, when the rain was coming and the storm was coming, in today's time the rain of Allah Ta'ala's mercy will come upon us as individuals, as households as well. So, وَلْيَسَعْكَ بَيْتُكْ. Let your house be sufficient for you. Now, does it mean we be in solitude with the wrong things? One person can be in solitude with his iPod, another person with his iPad, another person with his smartphone, another person with his laptop, another person with his tablet, another, Allah forbid, in front of his plasma screen and with a remote in his hand. Does this constitute solitude? No, respected mothers, brothers, respected youth. In fact, this house will become a place of entertainment, a cinema, a place of amusement and entertainment. What is needed is an environment of deen. And inshallah, tomorrow night we will discuss the various amal, the various actions a person can do in a house. So we need to abstain from all these things and do not be deluded. Do not fall into the trap of nafs and shaitan that we are looking at some Islamic content on the TV or some Turkish series. No, respected listeners, this is a deception of nafs and shaitan. This is entertainment. This is a means to while our way and get more involved in gunas. So Allah Ta'ala save us. So, وَلْيَسَعْكَ بَيْتُكْ. Let your house be sufficient to you.